It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter. We're going to begin reading. I think I'll just read again the chapter because it's so important that we just tie it all together. And so please, we'll begin reading with the first verse, but actually we'll be in the 6th verse for most of the day. Glad that you've joined us. And again, I'd like to share with you, while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you would like to, and got many studies there, if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. And if you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. Hope now that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Matthew chapter 7, beginning to read with verse 1. Been a good study. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, ye shall be measured to you again. And why holdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Now, I said we were going to read to the end of the chapter, but I think we're just going to quit there because that's all the further we're going to get today. And so let's begin now with prayer. Father, we just thank and praise you for the opportunity to come together, study your precious word. And Father, it's just such a joy each and every day to come together and prepare these studies and to study and for the Sunday school and message and Sunday night and Wednesday night, and we have the joy of the Lay's Bible study on Tuesday afternoon. And Father, it's just such a privilege, and then again to prepare for these radio broadcasts, it's such a joy. And just please take that privilege and joy that you have given me in studying your word and teaching your word, and just bring that joy into those that are listening. And we know that first of all, they must come by faith to you and be born again. I ask, Father, that your Spirit will go out before us today with these words and touch the hearts and open those hearts up that they can hear your word today and be born again, and then enjoy that precious walk, the joy and privilege that they have. So please just speak to all of our hearts now. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a joy to look to the Word of God and to study the Word of God. And we, you know, have looked at the other verses of Scripture here. And it's necessary that we help our brother. But so often we are condemning our brother for something that that we see or something they say, and we're so prideful that we see their problem, but we don't see ours. And the Scripture is very clear here that we've got a beam, and it's a big monstrous beam that is in our own eye. And we need to find that it's an opportunity we have to walk each day and serve the Lord in whatever capacity He gives us. But understand that it's, and you know it, I know it, it's easier for us to see a problem somebody else has than to look at our own. But the mode here is a speck. And so we're kind of nitpicking many times, and we can see all those problems of somebody else but never see our own. Examine our own heart. Judge ourselves, because the way patiently and the way we have judgment of someone, God will judge us the same way. So when you begin to make a judgment call on somebody, you better examine your own heart first. I need to examine my heart first. That's exactly right. And so it's a joy to walk each day. This section here, and even in verse 5, says, "Thou hypocrite, cast out the beam." And so that's just what we talked about. And when it speaks of that word there, hypocrite, why it comes out very clearly that you better look to your own life and your own heart before you start picking on somebody else. And giving out the word of God, and that's what this verse 6 is all about. And we're going to spend a lot of time in verse 6 because I believe this is very important. God's word is precious, and we need to give out God's word. But it needs to be given out under God's terms, not our own. We should have a desire to see folks born again, and we should give out the gospel, but at the same time, those that the Spirit of God has not touched, has not prepared, will not bring to salvation because the Spirit of God does not have an opening into that heart, then we are not to waste God's precious word. We're not to cast it out just everywhere. And so that's what we're talking about here. Now, we've got a lot of wonderful things here we're going to look at. So let's just get right to it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you." Now, this here, "that which is holy," in the Old Testament would have referred to some of the food that would have been the meat that was brought for offerings, and certain parts of that animal were used for sacrifice. We need, and it was especially, you know, when it would came to the what was brought for the altar, that flesh for the sacrifice, for them to allow the dogs to have that was a great sin. Dogs, at this time, when Jesus was walking upon the earth some 2,000 years ago, was much different than a dog today. A dog today we see as a tame animal, as a helper, as someone that is a protector. At this time, the dogs were wild. They were really vicious, and they were constantly fighting with each other. They ran in large groups. They would go out and they would kill the sheep. They'd kill goats. They'd roam in the streets for the garbage that was present. And so that gives you some idea of the dogs that we're talking about here. And so this meat, that what was holy here, what was given for sacrifice, was to be put away in a proper method, not just cast out so these dogs could come and consume it. It was too important for that. And again, it was a great sin. And the dogs, just like the swine or the hogs, they were unclean. And in the scripture, they were thought to be associated with reproach, contempt. Another word that was used is loathing. And when it says neither cast, and so give not that which is holy to dog, neither cast your pearls before the swine. So whether it's a dog or a hog, we need to be very, very intent. We need to really listen to the Holy Spirit that is abiding in every believer before we share God's word. And you think, boy, we need to give it out to all the world. God is telling us here in this scripture verse that he would like to see all saved. But if someone refuses to see, admit, acknowledge that there is a God, then don't give him this precious word. You say, well, how is he ever going to be saved? The Spirit of God, through the Word of God, and even through nature, the Spirit of God can bring and will bring a person to the point of time that they'll recognize that they are a lost sinner and they need a Savior. Now, to whether you are that individual and you acknowledge that you're lost and you need a Savior, or you acknowledge that you're lost but you reject the idea that you need a Savior, you've been taught by your religious leaders that you're good enough, and as long as I attend church, baptized, as long as I take communion, things like that, I am acceptable. Now that is the thought of many, many churches today. Well, we need to not only be convicted of our sin by the Holy Spirit, then introduced to the Son, the Lord Jesus, by the Spirit, and then say yes. That's how it works. And so understand that God is in the process of preparing the hearts. We need to be ready. We need to be available. But we need not to be throwing out God's word just haphazardly. Let's go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2. It's just as wrong for us, and I'll repeat this more than once, it's just as wrong for us to not share the word of God at all as it is to throw out the Word of God everywhere, just haphazardly. Both are just as wrong, just as big a mistake. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallow in the mire. What two examples do we have up here? Dogs and hogs. What do we have back here in 2 Peter? We have dogs and hogs. And so when you give God's precious word, you give his precious word to one that has rejected the thought that there's only one true God, and there is the Trinity, and the Word of God is perfect from cover to cover. And it's not to be changed. It's not to be dealt with. It's not to be added to or taken away from. It's not to be given another book so that we can understand it. It is the Word of God led and directed by the Holy Spirit. What a joy. What a joy it is to be a believer in Jesus Christ. However, as a believer, we need to understand that dog is going to return right back. And what an example, turn to his own vomit. A sow that's been all cleaned up. And so it is so important that we do not look at the outer appearance, but we wait for the Spirit of God to direct us, to open up our mouths to speak, and not to do it just in an everyday conversation. Many times we'll find that to give something holy, as this food would be, this meat would be, to a dog, and it's just as foolish to hand some jewels, some beautiful pearls, some beautiful diamonds, and just hand them to a hog and watch them bury it in the dirt. They don't care about it. The dog doesn't care about it. The hog doesn't care about it. And we need to understand that we should be very concerned of giving God's word out. We need to give it, but we need to be led by the Spirit. Many times, prayer and a life that is an example to the lost gains much more than our words. Give you an example. You go door to door. You knock on a person's door. You want to give them the gospel. You want to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and how he died on the cross and he died to save them. And so please, please, that you just will listen. So you knock on the door. And the wife of the house or the husband of the house comes to the door. We say who we are. We're from Parkview Bible Church. And we'd like to visit with you a little bit. We'd like to show you the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And before you ever get that out, there's something needs to happen. Are you invited in, or are you kept out? Even the very words that I'm from Parkview Bible Church, with the witness and testimony that the church should have, should be enough in that community by the Holy Spirit. Now understand this, just those words. The Holy Spirit has prepared that heart. They're going to invite you in. He says, please come in. Not even saying, I'd like to tell you about the Jesus I know. Just those words. I'm from Parkview Bible Church. I'd like to visit with you a minute. Not interested. Oh, but I've got great news to tell you. No. No. When they say they're not interested, we are to turn and walk away. Politely, kindly, not in any disrespectful way, but we are to say, well, thank you for your time, and turn and leave. Do not try to convince them, because, my dear friend, if the Holy Spirit has not convinced them to ask you in and be kind and polite to you, then the Spirit has not prepared that heart. See, it's pretty simple, isn't it? But what we want to do, we want to convince you that you need to be saved. Well, my friend, you can't. I can't. No one can convince you to be saved. You can read the Scripture. You can read and read and read. And if the Spirit of God is not working, there'll be no results. So wait for the Spirit. Wait for Him to prepare that heart. When you knock on that door, you have no idea whether you're going to be invited in or not, because that's up to that individual and his surrendering to the Spirit. But if the Spirit cannot get through that door into that heart of that man or that woman, neither can you. Oh, you can go in there and talk and talk and talk and talk, and finally they'll say, oh, yes, I want to. But, my friend, the heart's not going to change, because if the Spirit of God is not dealing with that heart, there is not going to be any movement. So, invited in, you share the gospel. Not invited in, do not share the gospel. Again, we kind of find two extremes. One that doesn't talk at all. Doesn't give out the word of God. And the other that every time that they speak to anyone, they're trying, sharing the Word of God with them constantly. Why aren't they responding to it? Why aren't they coming? It's because the Holy Spirit is not present. The Holy Spirit is the representative of God here upon this earth. Came at Pentecost, going to leave with the rapture. He's here, gaining, bringing folks. You can't do it, I can't do it. It must be by the Holy Spirit. So, my dear friend, be in prayer and have that witness, that testimony in your life that is an example. Give them something to see. You don't have to be talking all the time, because your walk is a lot more important than your talk. And if your walk is correct, there's a good chance that the Holy Spirit's going to be able to open it up that you can talk. But your walk's got to be correct. There is both extremes. One person that the Holy Spirit can prepare that heart, and we stand there with our mouths closed. Don't say a thing. And then there's other times that our mouth just keeps going. And we should not have said a word. Not said a word. We must have a great love for the lost. But be careful not to be overzealous in trying to win somebody for Christ. Now, don't misunderstand me. I would love to see every person that I ever talk to be saved. I'd love to see everybody that walks into this church and sits in the pew, they'd be saved. But until the Spirit of God convicts their heart and awakens them and calls them, shows them that they're an old wicked sinner, the old flesh's not going to show you that, but the Holy Spirit will. And when that comes, you say, oh, I need a Savior. And He's going to introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And all you need to do is say, oh, please, please, Jesus, save me. And you will be saved. What a wonderful opportunity. It's so easy. It's free. No works connected to it. Don't have to be baptized. I'll want you to be baptized because that shows what's happened in your heart. But you don't have to be baptized to be saved. You won't be baptized to be saved. You will follow. It'll be a command that you'll follow. But for salvation itself, it is free. It is free. No works, no payment, nothing attached. Our lives and our voice should match and be of a good testimony. Understand, my dear friend, there is a time to be silent. You can say, well, going across these airways, there's a lot of people that are listening that don't believe. I believe that they'll shut that radio off. I believe they'll shut it off when it comes on, and the half hour later they'll turn it back on to catch the news or the weather or another preacher or somebody else if they don't like the Word of God be spoken to them. But it is out there for you to receive. It's a joy to have this radio ministry. And there are three purposes, and I haven't shared this for a time period. But first, we want you to come to know the Lord Jesus. So we pray that the Spirit of God is dealing with your heart. And so once you've come, then it's time to grow. So that's number two. But number three, the gospel is always spoken clearly, that you will stand before Him without an excuse. Now, God doesn't need this radio program, doesn't need me, for you to stand before Him and say, well, I never heard it, because God tells us in His Word that even through nature, through his creation, you will find and realize that you need, there is a God and you need a Savior. So you're going to be without excuse whether you ever hear this program or not. But if you've ever heard this program, you have heard the gospel. Jesus died, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. You've heard it many times. And so please that you respond to that you come to the Lord Jesus. Many times prayers will bring more to the Lord Jesus than our voice. When someone is rebellious to the truth, my dear friend, walk away. Anyone that rejects there is a God, there is one God, one true God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, yet one. The Word of God's very clear to that. I can testify of that. I know because my spirit and the Holy Spirit are in agreement because I have come by faith to Jesus. I know it in my heart and in my life. Don't argue with anyone if the Spirit of God has not got through to them, neither will you. It makes us feel better. But if the Spirit of God, if you begin to speak to them and they reject your witness, then go somewhere else. Don't argue with them. Let's go to 2 John. If you went to Revelation, you went too far. 1 John, 2 John, and you'll find 3 John. We're going 2 John. There is just the one chapter, so to speak, so we're just going to read from verse 7 to verse 11. 2 John. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which are here, which we have wrought. In other words, learned, gained, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker in his evil deeds. I read an example one time, and it was very good. I hope I have time to get completely through it here. But it was from an experience that Oliver Green had experienced. He was speaking at a revival meeting, and man's wife came to the meeting. She was a wonderful, devout Christian, loved the Lord Jesus, was born again, but her husband was an atheist. And she asked the preacher of that church, would you come and see my husband? He is dying. He's very sick and he's dying. Would you come and see him and speak to him about the gospel? And so he agreed. And so Oliver Green and this pastor of the church went, and they came to this house and went into the bedroom, and there he lay, and he was very sick and very weak. And introduced who he was and everything. He says, is there anything I can do for you? And the man says, yeah, you can go out and chop some wood. I'm, you know, a very poor family. They heated their house with wood. They prepared the food with wood. Everything was done with wood. And he said, you can go out and chop some wood for me. And so the preacher went out, took his coat off, went outside, and he chopped the wood, and him and Oliver Green carried the wood into the wood box, had some other wood out there, and then went up to the bed and says, is there anything else? And he says, no, thank you. And so they left, not even speaking the gospel, because, you see, he wasn't listening. Now, I'll have to give you the rest of the story next time. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?